Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here today with Tim Ballard, who is the founder of Operation Underground Railroad. And you may have heard of him from the movie Sound of Freedom, actually about him and what he's done. He's doing incredible work in stopping human trafficking. And let's start off. What was it in your youth, in your growing up, that made you so passionate that you knew you had a mission?
So I've wanted to be in federal law enforcement since I was probably, 8 years old. And it actually did start with a kind of strange story. There was a kidnapping attempt on me and my brother when I was eight, he was nine. And, these guys who, the cops have been actually looking for, there have been reports on them. It sounds nuts, but it was like in a brown van driving around in Montrose, California. And, these guys came after us. That changed. And like, it was transformational for me. From that point on, I knew that I was going to be somehow fighting crime and protecting people. And it was unusual as well, because my parents, they have nothing to do with that. Like there's no law enforcement, military in our family. Oftentimes those things are passed down, kind of legacy things, nothing in our family. So I was very much a black sheep in the family, trying to do something that everyone got into the same business. They all kind of did the same family business kind of thing. And I was just never going to do it. And so that drive never left me from 8 years old to the present. So, But I can definitely mark that moment as the transformational one.
And then at a certain point you founded OUR, which is Operation Underground Railroad. What was your vision there? And that was in 2013, a decade. Right.
So I had spent at that point 12 years as a special agent, undercover operator, working for the U.S. government, and recognizing that we are not very good at we're not really great at this. Like we're not, because, and I'm not blaming the government, but look, like it's not the most efficient place in the world. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. There's no bottom line. It's a strange place. It's almost a microcosm of socialism. Okay. Like if you're in the system, you know what I'm talking about. Like there's no promotion based on merit. Okay. It's who's been the longest, who, the government is not a place that allows you to really be the most effective and efficient at most things. There may be some things like the Navy SEALs or something, okay, but this was even more complicated for us because we were now trying to tackle a problem that was pretty new: child trafficking, child exploitation on a global level. And the problem that I recognized in this fight was child trafficking, human trafficking in general, knows no borders and boundaries, doesn't care about bureaucracy, doesn't care about policies and rules, but it doesn't care about borders. That's the biggest thing. But unfortunately, the governments of the world do believe and hold tight to bureaucracy and borders and boundaries and jurisdictions. And that is not conducive to rescuing children. As the movie shows, there's a scene in Sound of Freedom where I'm talking about how many pedophiles that I've been part of arresting. And the guy who's about to quit says, "Yeah, but how many kids have you rescued?" And Jim Caviezel, who plays me, it just looks at him like, dang, like I'd have to like, I don't have the mandate. I don't have the jurisdiction to go anywhere I want. So that was the idea at the beginning of starting a foundation, privatize the rescue of children. That's the concept. And I didn't really have a model for that. I didn't know. I had to invent the model. Will this work even? And so we set off on what really is a business venture. How do you privatize the rescue of children in a way that's efficient, effective, and works? And we figured it out.
Yeah, and you then became a CEO, which wasn't your goal. And you were even at one of our transformative CEO summits. which you did a inspirational job at. So then you moved into the position of saying, I need to do something and be involved in Spear Fund.
Yes.
Talk about, was there a transformative moment that made you say, you know what, I've been in non-for-profit, I've been in government, now I have to move into the next phase?
Exactly. It's exactly what happened. When I started OUR, there was very few, or I didn't know many at all, actually, that did what we did, that truly privatized this full-on, full-scale intervention, rescue, rehabilitation. But then what started happening is other groups over the last 10 years start popping up. And some are small, but they're regional experts. And, you know, they would be the best rescue for a kid. And it's not going to be me. You know, I'm like, I'm not the only game in town. And I can't be. Like, I couldn't compete with the mom and pop rescue organization that's in Southeast Asia, in Cambodia right now. Why would I try to reinvent the wheel? But it hit me last year during probably the most significant rescue operation I've ever been part of. We went out to Ukraine days after the actually, I think the very same day that Russia invaded Ukraine. My wife told me I need to go to Ukraine because there were seven children that she was adopting out. She runs an adoption foundation that funds children in high risk countries who are orphans to get them out. And I said, Catherine, this is crazy. Like, there's nothing I can do. You know, we don't work in war zones. We work with stable governments that are functioning at some level. That's the model. That was the OUR model. And she's very passionate about it. And I trust her passion. I trust her inspiration. When she's saying things that are a little bit irrational, because she's never irrational. I am. I can be very irrational. And my passion kind of takes over. Not her. So when she's doing it, I realize it's coming from a higher source. But I'm still wondering, how do I get out there? A few hours later, and this is going to sound like I'm making this up, but I'm not. Mel Gibson calls me. Mel Gibson and says the same thing, the same request. He says, hey, I got a bunch of orphans in Ukraine that I support. Can you help get them out? Can you go get them out? Because we're worried about their... with the war going on, are they going to be taken care of? And they're the first to be forgotten in situations like that, which I know is true. So now I'm feeling, okay, you got my wife and Mel Gibson. What do you do when your wife and Mel Gibson are telling you to do something on the same day, right? The same hour even. So, but here's where the Spear Fund gets born. At the time, I was the CEO of two foundations. I was running the Nazarene Fund and Operation Underground Railroad. Neither of them were equipped with the skills to go into a war zone. And so I called my friends at Aerial Recovery. That's a different organization made up of former special forces. And I called them. Now they can do that. They do that. So they go out there and I help them build the bridge. And then once things are stable enough, we walk in with our expertise. Now we find, while we're there, there's hundreds of thousands of vulnerable children. And it's harvest time for human traffickers. They would love nothing more than to grab little Ukrainian girls and move them to the Western Hemisphere, to the Caribbean, Latin America, and sell them as sex slaves. They're everywhere. They're everywhere in around the world. And sure enough, we find while we're out there, we tap into the most horrific pedophile network. They're out of Holland. They're a political party as well. They're trying to legalize sex with children. They think a child as young as 3 years old should be having consensual sex with any adult. Okay, and these guys are fugitives. They'd actually been arrested in 2020 in Holland for crimes against children, and they're now trying to traffic Ukrainian kids out of the war victim children, but they're hiding. So we lure them out. The whole story is a docuseries that Mel Gibson's a part of and Tony Robbins is producing. But we end up I need an expert in Holland. So I tap a friend group organization called Free a Girl. We deploy those funds and that child gets rescued immediately. I've never seen it happen so fast. We get some intel. I mean, the Spear Fund's only a month old. Okay, but it's already working. We get some intel. We send a grant immediately. The people we're sending grants to are on the ground already. I mean, they're on the ground ready to go. So it's been very successful. It's a scalable approach. The Spear Fund theoretically can be a part of the 10 leading, really, consulting, funding the 10 biggest rescue operations in any given week. No one organization can say that. And the only reason we can do it is because we are kind of we're the tip of the spear. We're like an umbrella covering all vetted organizations that we can deploy and rescue kids in a more efficient way.
What is the website for the Spear Fund?
It's thespearfund.org.
Okay. We are speaking with Tim Ballard. When we come back after commercial break, we're going to find out, one, what advice and message you have for CEOs, and two, the behind the scenes of what it was like with Sound of Freedom. Back in a few.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America and of the world. And we're here today with Tim Ballard. So, Tim, I want to find out first, Sound of Freedom was actually a movie, a top movie, which was about what you're doing. Talk about the behind the scenes of what happened there. And then we're going to go on to CEOs.
So, When I left the government and went private, there were two cases pending that really drove me to do this, that I was working as a government agent. One was in Haiti and one was in Colombia. And they were both crazy, crazy rescue operations. You can learn, you can read about or watch a documentary about the one in Haiti. And it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Operation Toussaint. And if you want to know what happened in the Colombia operation, that's Sound of Freedom, the feature film that is breaking records all over the world. And it's the story of leaving the government, making that very difficult decision. We did it, it paid off. It ended up being a rescue of over 120 women and children, the biggest to date that I've been a part of or that I've ever heard of. And so it made a lot of news. This happened in October. So the timeline, if you're watching the film and wondering what was that time frame? So it was December of 2013 when I jumped ship and went private, and the rescue happened in Colombia on October 11th, 2014. So there's your time frame for what you see Sound of Freedom, and it actually made the news all over the United States because it was such a big rescue. And a few months later, I got a phone call from Eduardo Verástegui, who knew that this is a cool story because it's a U.S. it's Latin America, and he's a producer from Mexico. He pitched the idea that he wants to do the movie. This was like 9 years ago, nine years ago, and then the process began. You know, they threw me in a room, hooked me up to a recording device, and tortured me really, because they started asking me these questions, Alejandro Monteverde and Rod Barr, the writers, and they just start like, tell me everything. And I'm opening up dark, you know, corners of my mind that I thought, you know, I guess I had compartmentalized. It was like a therapy session. I was like crying and like, oh, then this happened. Oh my gosh, I forgot about this kid and that thing. And anyway, after 2 days, they pretty much had the script written. You know, the body of the script was ready to go. And then a year or two later, they came back and said, okay, the script's done. The funding's in. Let's go. Who do you want to play you? I said, Jim Caviezel. I said, why do you want Jim Caviezel to play you? Because in the script, if you see the film, at the end of the movie, there's real footage. And they do this thing where they morph Jim's face into my face. And they said, look, because that's a big part of the film, you got to have an actor that looks a little bit like you. Because Jim Caviezel couldn't look any less like you. And I was adamant. I said, look, I don't trust Hollywood. I think Hollywood produces the content that makes me have to do what I do. If you want to talk about the demand and sex addiction and why men want to have sex with children, I'll tell you where that comes from. And it stems from Hollywood. I don't trust Hollywood. Jim Caviezel is in, but not of Hollywood. Okay. And he loves Jesus, and that's important to me. I know that. I know enough about him, and he's a phenomenal actor. And I told Alejandro, I said, you told me yourself that the guy who plays this role has to be able to express and manifest messaging to the audience more with his eyes than with his mouth. Because there's some things you can't say. This theme is dark. The subject matter is difficult. You need someone who can send messages, almost a spiritual communication to the audience, that can say more with his eyes than his mouth. I said, Alejandro, you said that to me. So I'm telling you, you find an actor who can do that better than Jim Caviezel.
Let's talk CEOs. What is your message to CEOs? You've about 600,000 listeners, maybe about 300,000 CEOs. What is your message to them?
My message is this. I know that they appreciate what it takes to build something. And I think a lot of CEOs are frustrated when they look into the nonprofit world, because oftentimes they look at a nonprofit and they're mostly built not by business minds, but by emotional, beautiful passion. And when you start digging into the 990s and you're wondering, are you running this like a Fortune 500 company? Because you should be, you know. And I learned that early on. Don't treat your 501c3 like a business. You know, you're selling something. What are you selling? You're selling a feeling of satisfaction to your clients or to your donors. And that's a hard thing to sell. You're selling them a membership to a team, to a club, to an entity that does something that you love, like rescuing children. And so I have always had that mindset. And I think that's why. And I had to bring in very, very smart people, business minds, you know, way beyond the experience I had when I left the government, and I continued to build and learn, but that was how I wanted to build it. And it worked. And the Spear Fund is, I've already explained, is very much that. I made sure I had a CEO, extremely experienced, someone who ran large corporations and turned around companies. And I said, you got to be the CEO of this. I couldn't be an executive anymore in a nonprofit because of the independence I want to be able to help all others and all the entanglements with nonprofit law. I mean, anyone who is familiar with nonprofit law, like it's messy, and you get the IRS, and it's just, I hit a point where I couldn't do it anymore and do everything else I want to do. So, but I made sure we had the right people in place, and we do. We have an executive group, people who build businesses like Todd Tuller, Ken Krogh, and others on our team, experts in rescue, which I fill that role, experts at rehabilitation. So I want CEOs to know that what we're doing is we're following the model that they would appreciate. It's a scalable approach. We look at it critically from like a CEO would look at a problem, and how do you solve it? And so they can trust us. And we invite them to come look into everything, look under the hood, look how we're doing this, look why it's working, and help us, because CEOs have access to funding, whether it's through fundraisers or their networks. The CEOs of companies are who we need to keep us running. But because we're so proud of the structures we've built, we love when CEOs come right in and help us as well, coach us. How might we make this more efficient? Because the kids deserve the best rescue. And that's the mission statement. The kids deserve the best rescue. And it's not going to be me every time. Most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, it's not going to be any team that I even built. But I know I will find that team. We will find that team wherever they are. And we will deploy them and consult and coach and resource so that kid gets the best rescue.
One more time, the website is...
The website is thespearfund.org.
Thespearfund.org. Tim, it's been a great pleasure reconnecting with you again. You are a true American hero. Carry on, my friend.
You're very kind, and this is a great interview. Thanks for the opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Anton Vincent. How are you, Anton?
I'm very good, Robert. How are you doing today?
Doing good. And I'm actually doing great because I'm with you. Because For those of you, Anton is the president of one of the most beloved companies in the world, which is Mars Wrigley North America. But he's also global head of ice cream. And that's all the Snickers, all the everything. So the first thing I have to ask you is there are so many brands that you have. Could you just do a run through of what some of the brands are?
Yeah, I'll start off with some of the ones that I think most of the global public would know about, things like M&M's and Snickers and Twix. We also have big gum brands like Orbit and Extra. We also have what we call fruity brands like Starburst and Skittles. And I'll give you a couple of ones that people may not know about, like Ethel M. It's our craft chocolate brand. Very unique. Things like Bounty that we have primarily in the UK. And so we just have a wonderful collection of brands, you know, for all tastes and for all occasions. And we're just very proud about not only what they are, but what they stand for.
You even have Kind as well, right?
We have Kind as well. Yes, yes. We acquired Kind back in 2017. And it's a beautiful brand. The owner, Daniel Lubezki, did an incredible job in building it around, you know, ingredients that we know and can pronounce and can see. And so the whole authenticity around what that brand is about, you know, wrapped around a value system of kindness is pretty powerful.
And I remember interviewing Daniel Lubezki, the founder of it, and he was passionate. So it's a perfect place for him. So we're going to talk about big things. Sure. Like we're going to talk about culture, purpose, intentionality, but I just want to go into the global ice cream. So that's sort of interesting, and those are actually my favorites because those, I mean, the cookies and the M&Ms in it and the frozen Snickers and all of that, how is that doing, and who is your major market for that?
Yeah, you know, that is a very interesting business for us. Many people may not know that we've been in the ice cream business for over 35 years. You know, the simple concept of we've had built these great brands we've had for many, many decades. And then the concept of how do we allow those brands to travel into other treat categories? And that frozen space was very interesting for us. So I would say it was a bit of a project, a bit of a test period for a good chunk of a couple of decades. And I think we decided to get very serious about it about 10 or 15 years ago, to the extent now it's a global platform. So our biggest market is clearly United States, followed by Europe, and then we just entered China about a year ago. But I can tell you China will soon become our largest market. And so we very much have global expectations, a global platform. Part of my remit in that part of my job is to make sure that we do it at scale in the right ways, you know, much like we try to do everything in Mars.
So when you talk about doing the right ways, you're one of the world's largest, most iconic consumer brands with a huge portfolio. How do you focus on innovation? And how do you maintain and know what you need to maintain to have consistency?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the question because I always start off innovation with making sure we have an incredible core. Because I always tell people I've never run a business. I've never seen a business that were great innovators, but didn't have a strong core. So I think it starts at understanding what works for you that's currently in the marketplace, and then having a very keen understanding around consumer preferences, needs, and tastes and how they're changing, and then try to essentially innovate out that core in very smart and very defensible ways. That's really how we think about it at Mars, because we want to be able to do whatever we decide to put that's new or a modification in the marketplace. We want to be able to go in and invest behind the concept, then invest behind the product, and making sure that you're enjoying that today and 100 years from today as well. So we're very focused in terms of how we decide to innovate off our core, and then how do we make sure that that is a sustainable business over the long arc of time.
And when you talk about your core, you have a uniqueness of the Mars 5 principles that a lot of people have heard about everywhere. And just talk, one of them, actually, I don't understand, which is mutuality. So you have to explain that. The responsibility, efficiency, freedom also I'd like to hear about what those are.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. This whole concept around principles had been a discussion that the family had been having probably since the 50s or 60s. We sort of codified it, I think, somewhere in the 70s or 80s.
You were having those conversations in the 1950s?
Yes, yes.
And no one really talking about that back then.
No one really talks about it. You know, it started, you know, it's sort of lore here at Mars that, you know, started with a particular letter to a family member. And then, you know, over the arc of time, that sort of formalized itself to what we now know as the five principles. And that, you know, that five principles, the first one always starts out with quality, because at the end of the day, we are manufacturers. We create we create a variety of things, but at least in the confection space, you know, we create treats and snacks, and our very first focus is making sure that it is the highest quality with safety all throughout. And then I would say on the mutuality piece, while that may be confusing to you, I would say that may be the one that if you ask any Mars associate, sort of which one of those principles really talk about and articulate what we think we're about, it's about mutuality. And mutuality for us is, look, we don't enter into any conversation, any relationship, any partnership, unless it's good for us and it's good for our partners. And so that whole sense of mutuality that we can win together is fundamental to what we think about how we do business with ourselves internally, but also as importantly, or maybe more importantly, with our customers and partners externally.
Okay, so that is very cool. And I've not heard that before. It's definitely a high level. What's an example of how you've actually used mutuality? And I love the fact that you're saying, all your employees, they see that as really the core.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think there are a lot of examples. You know, I'll stay here in the confections business. You know, a lot of times we are doing business or having partnerships with people who may want certain things we may have an opportunity to have, quote unquote, advantage or leverage in a relationship. But, you know, we always go to make sure that, hey, look, this anytime we enter into a partnership, we want it to be good for both parties. And essentially, we may not say this, but we want it to be a long-lasting relationship because we see ourselves as people who are going to be around 100 years from now. And so we're always looking to make sure those relationships are long-term. So, we, you know, we want to make sure that those terms on our side and on our partner's side are equitable. We want to make sure that we're enforcing that as well. When in many cases, we can have leverage because of our size, because of our global nature. It's important for us to make sure that their business model is working, because it supports us and what we're trying to do, and it keeps them going, a going concern. So it's just very important for us. And so that sense of mutuality, that sense of partnership, that sense of loyalty is fundamental in terms of how we build contracts, in terms of how we build relationships, and hopefully how we execute those relationships over the arc of time.
So it sounds like that's core to the culture. And efficiency, I think we know, just like quality, that's essential, you have to have. But how about freedom? That's not one of the ones that usually comes out.
Yeah, it's not one of the ones that usually comes out, but it's, you know, I've always thought about the principles as an equation a bit. You know, I would say those first four are fundamental value systems in terms of how we operate with each other. But if we do those right, we actually buy ourselves the opportunity to have freedom. Right. And I always tell people that as a family business, you have to understand when Clarence Mars founded this many, many, many years ago, 110 years ago, like any other entrepreneur, you're borrowing money. You want to make sure that if I borrow money, I invest, I get a return, so on and so forth. So it really goes back to our entrepreneurial roots. We always wanted to run the business financially so we can put ourselves in a position to have freedom, freedom of choice, freedom of strategy, freedom of how we wanted to operate, where we wanted to operate as well. And so I always think about those first four as our core value system. When we do those things right, we earn ourselves the freedom to operate in a way that's consistent with our value system.
Yeah, I love that. It's almost like the first four are inputs and the fifth is an output.
It's an outcome. Absolutely.
That's great. It all comes together. So if you could sum up, we're about to take a commercial break soon, but if you could sum up the culture that you lead in the Americas, what is the core to your philosophy on culture? In part two, we'll go into your overall leadership philosophy. Yeah. But let's just talk about your culture philosophy.
Yeah, I think our culture is one of intention and one of holistic outcomes. I think that's how I would add it up. We need to have a great economic model, but that economic model is put in place to have very broad holistic outcomes. Very, very important to us.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Anton Vincent, I'm going to ask him. I'm not saying he's going to answer, but I'm going to ask him which is his favorite product. So many to choose from. We'll be back in a few. And then, of course, we'll talk about little things like his leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Mm-hmm. Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Anton Vincent, who is the president of Mars Wrigley North America, but also Global Ice Cream, which, as many of you know, that's my favorite. They have the Snickers are fantastic, the M&M cookie sandwiches, great to have every night with your wife. That is the way to end a good evening. So I'm asking you the question, no one wants to answer this, but out of working there, and you know, you've three kids also, what is your personal favorite?
Are you Robbie, you can imagine I get asked this question quite a bit. And so I will be consistent in my answer. We have such a wealth of choice and options that it's so hard to make a decision around which one is my favorite. What I would say is I love all of my children. And so they're all my favorite, Robert.
There you go. It's like everyone always asks me, who is the favorite CEO you ever interviewed? Yeah, all that stuff. Same. Okay, but let's go into what's real important. That was a good diplomatic answer.
Thank you, Robert.
Let's talk about your personal leadership philosophy. And I know that the word purpose is an intentional. Those are central to this. Mm-hmm.
I believe that leadership is a thing. And I think that thing has to produce outcomes, right? Some of those outcomes are economic, clearly as a business leader, but the majority of those outcomes are how we impact people and how we impact people's lives. That's where I tend to focus. If I were to look back on my life after I got through, with my leadership sort of journey, I like to think that I elevated the place that I was, that I created opportunities for people, and that I had, at least during the time that I had it, I put the company on a trajectory that we can be proud of and that is consistent with our value system. And so I try to make sure all those elements are a part of how I operate every day in the short term, you know, but always looking towards the long term in terms of impact and legacy.
Yeah. So what do you want your legacy to be? You've done so much. You're with this tremendous, beloved company.
Yes. At the core of it, like any leader, any CEO, I need to be able to advance the economic interest of the company I have the opportunity to lead. So I think that's first and foremost. I think the important and the and part of that is the way that I did that. Did I leave it better than I found it? I'd hope that answer would be a resounding yes. Did I create a pipeline of leaders to come behind me to accelerate it and push into the future? I hope that's a resounding yes. And then I think lastly, this is a simple one. Did people have a good time when I was a leader?
Oh, I love it.
Because we spend so much time at work. And, sometimes we're talking about very serious things and the decisions that we make impacts people's lives. And so I like to think that people had fun doing their work.
Yeah, I want to end it on the concept of community, because Mars is really known for everything you contribute to becoming a societal brand, a brand of purpose, your intentionality to leave the world, like you're saying, a better place. Talk about the communities and really what the vision is, what Mars wants to do.
Yeah, I think at our core is, you know, I think with size comes responsibility. There's no doubt about that. You know, and so, you know, our vision is simple. You know, The business we want today is, you know, tomorrow is how we do business today. That's very fundamental to us. So that talks to the short-term vision of making sure we do what we need to do, but always to or towards a long-term view of tomorrow. And so because we're large and we're global, we actually have the opportunity to impact communities all around the world, right? My part of that is North America, and that includes in communities where we have plants, where we have sales offices, where we have footprint in general. But if you sort of multiply that globally across all of our businesses, from confection to pet to food to diagnostics, it's pretty massive in terms of the reaches that we can touch and impact and to elevate people's lives and elevate people's understanding around how to move with freedom and intentionality in the world. And so I think as business leaders, it's important for us to always have that at the end of our outcomes, right? Economics is foundational, but impact is the goal.
On a personal level, there are many people, you know, who are entrepreneurs. They want to grow their business. There are many people who are in companies, they're younger, and people aren't staying as long in companies. What is the advice? Was there like a transformative moment in your career where all of a sudden you said, man, Anton, you got this. This makes sense to you. You know why you're here, what you're doing, and it moved you forward. And what real advice do you have to people who want to succeed?
One of my very first jobs, Robert, and you will appreciate this because this was October the 19th, 1987.
Oh, brother.
I was a 22-year-old kid just coming out of training at Fidelity Investments, the largest mutual fund company in the world at the time, $85 billion of assets under management at the time. It was my first day on the phones, on the floor, if you would. And I am talking to people who have literally lost their life savings on paper, asking me, what could I do? And at the time, I was not licensed to give advice, but I was licensed to transact and to try to find other ways to sort of get them through a very, very difficult and emotional situation. So I learned at a very early age the care it takes to give people advice, the care it takes to give people counsel, and to think short term and long term, and to walk both myself as an individual, but also at that time clients through very, very tough situations. I think the second time was I had the opportunity at General Mills. I was working our M&A team when we actually purchased the Pillsbury Company. It was a transformative investment for General Mills. It gave us sort of a legitimate sort of direct international business. It got us into food service and essentially doubled the footprint of the company. And so to be at the helm of taking a company from its current construct to a future construct was just an awesome experience for me. And I learned so much, and I had an opportunity to work with CEOs at the time, many, the ones you know and were there at the time, to really take a company to a very, very different direction. And just at that time of my career as a emerging leader, I would say, really set me on a path in terms of what I wanted to do. And I think I saw great leadership in practice right in front of me.
Anton, what inspirational stories those are. Anton Vincent, great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much for having me, Robert. And I'll just ask all of your listening public to go out and please buy your favorite Mars Really product.
Here's what I will say. There's three things. I'm in agreement with that. Three lessons to get. Number one, know what your core is, because you innovate from your core. Number two, leave the world a better place than where you are. It's like when you're golfing, leave that course better. And number three, perhaps the most important, share M&Ms with everyone. I will tell you, I have never seen one person, no matter what diet they're on, no matter what, who has turned down, who has said, no, I'm not happy. And you see a smile on anyone's face when you give them an M&M.
It's hard to turn them down, Robert, I must say.
Be well, everyone. See you next week.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.